Bechavos.
Wait. Something would happen here. A lot.
Send it to yourself. Chavo, with your permission, this Shabbat, called Shabbat Chazon, actually this year it's also Tisha B'Av, and the Mishnah tells us five things occurred on Tisha B'Av. The first is our fathers, forefathers, on Tisha B'Av cried, they don't want to go to Eretz Israel after the spies came back. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu those 600,000 from the age 20 to 60 will not go to Eretz Israel. It says the Mishnah, that's the first tragedy. It means Tisha B'Av comes and you have to do Ta'anit. So the Mishnah said, Ta'anit, you have to know why you do Ta'anit. What are you mourning about? Mishnah said, have in mind five things. That's the first thing. Again, it's a major tragedy. 600,000 people died. But the Gemara tells us, the Pasuk in the Torah, that 3 days before we left Egypt, 2.4 million Jews died. The ones who did not want to go to Israel. Almost the same episode like those ones that don't want to go now after the spies came back. Nobody has the yotzek for them. Nobody remembers them. Nobody even talk about it. 2.4 million people died in 3 days. Can you imagine? You know. Nothing. So Tisha B'Av, 600,000 people. They didn't die in 1 day. They died in 40 years. But it's not 2.4 million. And it's not, besides, it's not the first tragedy. Hashem was maybe the last tragedy. But in our time, you know, 6 million Jews perished in the Holocaust. Maybe four, the Crusade, the First World War. It's endless what it did to us. So, again, 600,000, it's a major number. But it's not the end of the world. Eventually everybody dies. So what's the decree? Didn't go to Israel. So what's so good the ones who went to Israel? Until Beit HaMikdash was built was 440 years. In those days, people died left and right. So ever came to Israel also, nothing happened. He lived in Israel and he had a tree in his backyard, a fig tree, and he stayed over there and he died. 440 years later, Shlomo Amelech Beit HaMikdash. So what was so good to go to Israel? What did you do over there? What? Nothing. You got real estate good. You lived over there. It's nothing. So what's the problem with the 600,000 people? So then this party, because you don't know where the monument is. It's not a big tragedy. It's a tragedy. I don't say everybody that dies, the parents are dying, is a tragedy. But if you think about it, it's nothing. Question if they have a Olam Haba, okay. So it's another question. Okay, the Gemara. But the Mishnah said, you should know, that's the first thing that happened. The second and the third, the Gemara says, it's the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, the second one Tisha B'Av. This is a little bit more understandable if we say such word. Hey, you know, Beit HaMikdash. Still, with all the respect, this is thousands of years already. Still, Beit HaMikdash. The Zohar says that Hashem never meant that we should build Beit HaMikdash. Hashem wanted to build Beit HaMikdash. Since we didn't behave, we built it, and that's why, says the Zohar, it was destroyed. Says the Zohar, Chas v'Shalom, we should build the Beit HaMikdash. Chas v'Shalom. Yatzon shetivne Beit HaMikdash miyad b'yamenu, not sheibane. Hashem is to build it, because otherwise, the Zohar says, it might end the same thing. If Hashem, if Hashem lived in the bayit, Shem avnu avonam bo. Read the verse of Tehillim. Hashem did not want us to build the Hamikdash. We don't behave. First we didn't behave in the desert, and we didn't behave in Eretz Yisrael, and then someone built it. Then we went to exile, we came back from exile, we didn't behave. We didn't behave in exile. And we built it. You read the Tanakh. How hard was it? Even though Hashem told us, go build it, and Kosh tried to help us. No, no, no. It's not meant to be. Okay, so it's not meant to be. So what are you mourning right now? As the Gemara says, the truth of the matter is, the Gemara says, and Shlomo, Bibet HaMikdash, and the night before he supposed to be Bibet HaMikdash, he overslept. He got married the same night to Mitzrit Roshana, so-called convert. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Gabriel, go pick up Mom. Means take a Bet HaMikdash is going to be destroyed because Shlomo got married to this girl. Not only that, the Gemara says, since he got married to this girl, he couldn't wake up in the morning. She danced the whole night in front of him. He couldn't fall asleep. In the morning, all of Israel came for opening the Bet HaMikdash. And what happened was, he's sleeping. Everybody's afraid to wake him up. And then his mother dashed into the bedroom, gave him a slap, said, shame on you. He got the keys under his pillow. Says the Gemara, Hashem said, Al-Hamati. Hashem said, I don't need this Bet HaMikdash, I don't need the second one. I don't need it. It means, Shlomo, the day of Bet HaMikdash, already Hashem said in Shamayim, I don't want it. That's not really our fault at the end. But still, yeah. Still, having mind the Mishnah. Am Israel died in the desert. First Bet HaMikdash was destroyed. Second Bet HaMikdash was destroyed. The fourth thing the Gemara says, Beta, Bar Kokhba, supposed to be Mashiach. Millions of Jews were killed over there in Beta. Have it in mind to Shabbat. And the last one, says the Mishnah, they go and plow Yerushalayim. Tzion Sadeh Techaresh. They plow Yerushalayim. How can you compare plowing to Yerushalayim to the first four? Well, so what's the tragedy? What's the tragedy, the plow Yerushalayim? What's the tragedy? What's the tragedy? It's a tragedy. Maybe it's going to be not convenient. How would you know exactly where to put the altar, where to put the Bet HaMikdash? But it says five things you have to know on Tisha B'Av. Number five, remember, on Tisha B'Av, they're going to plow Yerushalayim. Tzion Sadeh Techaresh. Moshe Rabbeinu, this book, Sefer Dvarim, says the Rambam Vilna, Hashem told him, listen, really four books is enough. Fifth one, Dvarim, if you want, you should say that. Because, I don't know if I want it. And Moshe chose to say it. Says the Gaon Vilna, the difference between the four Chumashim, excuse me, Sefer Dvarim, is the four Chumashim, Hashem said it. Hashem told Moshe what to write. Sefer Dvarim, Shfinah Melemel Tor Grono, it means Hashem spoke from Moshe's throat. It's so-called, I'm going to say, it's a little bit lower level. It's a little bit lower. So Mishnei Torah, I'm going to say, well, it means, I'm going to say, it's a little bit lower. But Moshe chose to say that. And he repeats. And when he repeats, he adds a lot of things that are not in the four Chumashim. Stories that happen in our journey. And Moshe added certain things. This is Parasha. One of the things he added is the war with Sichon. And the Torah says, not, let's take it for granted, this is a story. The Torah is not a storybook. And Chas Shalom, the Torah says, somebody said it's a storybook, he'll get punished from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all messages and guidance for people to understand. So, when this war with Sichon occurred in Parashat Chukat, instead of Bamidbar, And over there it says the Torah, the Tzichon, the Moshe, they fight with him and they captured it. This is Parsha. Moshe says like this. Hashem told me, go and kill Tzichon. Go kill Tzichon. Sure, the secret behind this guy, Tzichon, he was a giant, of course, but he was Mamzer. He was born inside the Teva. Ham's wife was pregnant from a giant, and Sichon was born in the Teva. Six people were inside the Teva, seven came out. Ham's wife had a baby. She gave birth at the Teva. No Hatzalah, no nothing. She gave birth in the Teva. And he, his mom's there, because she was married to Ham. But he was a major giant. And the Gemara describes him as very, very strong, and the country very strong. And it says to Moshe Rabbeinu repeats, Hashem told me, go and destroy Sichon. Nevertheless, Moshe said like this, I decided I'm not going to fight with him. I'm going to send messengers to ask him a peaceful permission to pass via his country. Says the Gemara, Moshe, Hashem told you to go destroy him. Why are you sending him messengers? Gemara says, Moshe told Hashem, you see, I learned it from you. From me? Moshe said, yeah, from you. When you were about to give the Torah on Har Sinai, you offer the Torah to nations that you yourself knew that they will not accept it. Patachta la'em b'shalom. I don't know what it means exactly now. You open, Moshe says Hashem, you open to them with peace. The Torah is like peace, maybe that's me. I learned from you. Therefore, even though you told me go, I don't want to go. I'm going to send messengers to Sichon. Something Gemara says, I want to tell you something. Shmuel Hanavi one day told Shaul, this is your test in your life now. Go destroy Amalek. But you've got to destroy him and the ladies, the children, and all the animals. Shmuel Hanavi went to Shaul, told him this. Says the Gemara, Shaul said like this, I understand the man. Ladies? I have to call the ladies. Okay, let's assume I need to call the ladies, kill the ladies. But children? What children? They're very cute. Okay, children, okay. Animals? What animals? Says the Gemara, Hashem from Shemaim said, Al tetzdaka be. Don't be holy or tzaddik. I told you to do it, do it. Why are you asking questions? Here comes Moshe Rabbeinu. The same episode almost. Hashem tells him, go destroy Sichon. He sent messenger, said, I want to open up with peace with him. I don't want to fight with him. Why don't fight with him? Hashem told you. What do you mean you don't want? What does that mean? So the Torah continues that Moshe sent the messengers to Sichon, we would like to pass via your country. And Sichon said no. And Sichon drafted his people, is coming to fight with Moshe. Here comes the Torah and says, before the fight, in the text that Hashem said in the Torah, Moshe, re, look, I'm giving Sichon in your hand. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? See what? When it says Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu, the angel in Shamayim, that Sichon is connected to him, because every person is connected to an angel in Shamayim. And his angel in Shamayim is tied up. Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu, see the angel? Angel is tied up. Okay, he's tied up. Then Moshe went and had a war with him. Miracle. The Gemara says that was the biggest miracle, bigger miracle than coming out of Egypt. Sichon and his army were much, much stronger than Paro and his army. That's how great he was. Nevertheless, nobody was killed, Baruch Hashem. Story. What's the message? What's the story? What did Moshe say? Why did Moshe send messengers? Why does Moshe listen to Hashem? What's the secret behind it? Says the Gemara, you should know that war Hashem stopped the sun and the moon from moving. Likewise, it was in Yeshua. Yeshua started to capture Eretz Israel. Yeshua told the sun, Shemesh b'givon dom ereach v'emek ayalon. Yeshua said to the sun, stop, because he wanted to finish the war before sunset. Says the Gemara, Hashem did the same thing to Moshe. It happened already in Mechamet Amalek, the Gemara says. But here happened a day and a half, the sun was so-called stuck in the sky, in the Shomayim, not moving. What is it all about, for what? Mr. Rabbi Tom and Uziel, you should know, when Hashem told Moshe, God destroy Sichon, Hashem told Moshe this, you know, Moshe, I'm going to stop the sun and the moon for a day and a half. I said, why did you tell Moshe this? What's the importance that Moshe has to know Hashem is going to stop the sun and the moon? How many explain this? Look, when Yeshua stopped the sun and the moon, said the angel in Shamayim, we have to know the truth. The Rambam writes in his commentary, you should know, don't think the moon and the sun are objects. Actually, we say on Shabbat morning, Tavim Merod Shvara Melokenu, Tram Bedat, Bevina Uveaskin, Koach Ugvura Natan Bahem, Reim Zim Vikim Noga, Ezam Chonas, Lechim Bezitza, Tassim Bebuam, Chosim Behema Raton Kone, Pevach Ogdim Nishmo, Tzad Rambam, look, that's what he say. The sun and the moon have a brain. Actually, they rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu one time. Says the Gemara, when Moshe told the sun and the moon to stop moving, the angel in Shamayim, the responsible for the sun, the one responsible for the moon, told Moshe, we're not going to follow you. So Moshe said, why are you not follow me? What's the problem? He said, look, the movement of the sun and the moon, whatever they move, besides the earth, of course, moves, but they move as well. The movement means that's how they sing and think Kadosh Baruch. This is why the ocean moves. Every object that moves, that's the way he praises Hashem. It's our custom, Chacham say, that we shake. When we pray to Hashem, people shake. And why shake? Because the world shakes. That's why Earth. Earth turns around. Why the globe is turning? The globe could have stand. It's not necessary for the globe to move. Why the globe moves? Because the moving part, it means that's how they sing to Hashem. And that's Yeshua, that he told the sun and the moon, stop! The angel in Shamayim told Yeshua, not listening to you. Our obligation is to sing to Hashem, we want to sing to Hashem. And if you tell us to stop, it means we're not going to sing. Our purpose is to sing to him and to sing with mom. Pevecho, notim nishmo, talav and alech tzidach mahotov. Hashem, I want to sing. The Gemara says, in the text of Yeshua, it says, by Aziz Daber Yeshua. Yeshua said, you know what? I'm going to sing right now a special song for them. In order not to have a vacuum of lack of singing. Comes Chachamim and says, look what happened here. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go kill Zichon, I'm going to stop the sun and the moon from moving. Moshe said, oh no. I don't want it. Because I don't want them to stop singing. And therefore Moshe said, you know what, Hashem, I want to tell you something. I learned from you something, and that's what I'm going to do. And not because I rebelled against you, you told me go to kill them. No. Kill them, I kill them. But you told me you're going to stop the sun and the moon. This bothers me because it means the world stands on the singing. Unless the Ari says, you know, the Shacharit. Also, Mincha, it also is different. It's different. You know, Mincha, we start Ashrei. Ashrei Shevitecha. Praise the one that stays in Bet HaMikdash. Od Yalucha Selah. He'll continue praise you forever. And that paragraph, Tehillah le David, the Gemara says, whoever says it three times a day, Muftach l'shuvin olam haba. But you have to know the Kavanah. You have to know the Kavanah of every word. If you say that paragraph, guaranteed the Gemara says olam haba. You know why? Because you fulfill your obligation, because you understand the purpose of life is to thank Hashem, to sing to Hashem. And that's actually what's the purpose of all the hallelujahs. In the morning, all the chai, Shekhan Sadullah, they made the tefillah, they made the Baruch Shema Baya Olam, Hodu Lashem, Kiru Bishmo, before Baruch Shema, or after Baruch Shema, they say, Ishtabach Shim Chalat Malkenu, and it says, the second paragraph, so called tefillah, that's called Olam Abuya. It says, you have to praise Hashem. This is your obligation. Comes the Ramban in his commentary, says, you know, if somebody will ask you, what's the purpose of creation? What's the purpose? Why did Hashem create you? Man says, there's no other reason and purpose besides you should come to Beth Knesset and sing to Hashem. No other obligation besides this. Of course, all the mitzvot is in order for you to understand what you have to do. But at the end, the result of all the mitzvot, you should get up in the morning, you should come to the Knesset, sing to Hashem, to tell Hashem, I am your creature. That's it, nothing else. That based on the Gemara says, the purpose of man creation was after Hashem created first the water. And the water sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said, is the water sing to me? The water, I'm mute. I'll create mankind and I'll open up his mouth, he should praise me. That's the purpose of creation. And it's all the hallelujah that we say, especially the third hallelujah. Everybody, please praise, praise. What do you say? What do you say? What do you say? I say that I understand the purpose of creation is to praise Hashem. And all the so called dead items, or not a few dead items, Esh, Shelek, Kito, all the things that we say in Hallelujah, I says all those Hallelujah, say praise Hashem. Actually, the word Hallelujah, the Gemara says it's machloket. If it's a one word, or it is really two syllables, two words, Hallelujah, and then Yud and Hey, the syllable of Hashem. Hashem created the Olam Haba in the letter Yud, and Olam Hazeh in the letter Hey, and says Hallelujah, Yud and Hey. Hallelujah, it's one of the names of Hashem. That's the purpose of creation. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu does not want to go fight with Sichon, not because he's afraid of him, but because he doesn't want to follow. Because for the sake of Hashem. Because Hashem said, I create this world for you to sing. So the sun will stop and the moon will stop for a day and a half. And I'm going to sing a day and a half? No, I don't want. And actually come to Gemara and said, you should know, Am Yisrael should have sing. After the war with Sichon, and Shim nobody sang. Until David the Melech, that we say in on Shabbat, Sichon Melech Emri Kirolam Chazdo. David Melech says, praise Hashem, Kirolam Chazdo. Hashem, kindness is forever. When? Sichon Melech Emri, when we killed Sichon. Because we had to praise Hashem. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, so Moshe said, I'm not going. Okay, he's not going. He's going to send messengers. Said the Gemara, Moshe said, Hashem, look, I want to tell you something. I learned it from you. Learn from me? From what do you learn from me? Says the Gemara, I tell you what. Before Barshat Razino, Moshe says to us, listen, everybody has a mitzvah to write a Torah. You have a mitzvah to write a Torah. You should own a Torah. And he said, why have to own the Torah? Same explanation, Hashem wants you to have a book. Moshe Rabbeinu emphasized, you should know the Gemara says, the Torah is a song, Shira. When you learn Torah, you are singing to Hashem. And the Gemara is so crucial about it. The Gemara says, if somebody learns Torah, and he just learns it, and it is not happy like singing it, better off, he should not have been born. That's how far the Gemara comes. Your obligation is to learn Torah all the time. But it's not because she wants you to learn Torah, because she wants you to sing all the time. So, how can you sing all the time? Hashem told Yeshua, learn. What have to learn? Because when you learn, it means you sing to Hashem. That's the purpose that Hashem gave us the Torah on Mount Sinai. Because again, that's the purpose of creation. We should sing to Hashem. Here, Hashem gave us the Torah. You don't have to go to any concert, to go there, Hashem Yisharim Samchelev, the Torah makes you happy. The Torah is a song. When you learn Torah, you are singing. You fulfill your obligation to creation. Here comes Moshe and says, Hashem, please come and tell you something. You give us the Torah. We understand why. But you did offer the Torah to other nations that you knew they would not accept the Torah. Why did you do it? Why? Because, Hashem, you wanted to give a chance to people to fulfill the purpose of creation. If a person doesn't sing, he doesn't fulfill his obligation. That's what comes to the Torah. Rami Vilna says, look, if somebody doesn't feel well, don't go to a doctor. Says Rami Vilna, just sing. Be happy. The singing will heal you. Rami Vilna, instead of a mission. Singing is the medicine. Because the purpose of creation is the singing. Obviously, you got sick. It means something you did wrong. The Gemara says, there's no such thing, somebody got sick. Unless he went without shirt in the snow. Corona. Corona, you got corona because you did something. It's not this type of life before. He did something. No such thing he didn't do. And Tzadik Baretz is no holy man, Asher Seta Valeostar, that didn't do the same. Gemara says, Mashiach will come, Tzadikim will have to come to Beit HaMikdash, be the animal. I said, Tzadik, what does he do? There's no way he didn't do it, that he did not do a sin. Impossible. Something doesn't matter how holy you are. You did something. You did something. You know, one day Rav Shtilman didn't feel well. Lying on the bed. He called somebody, he said, I think I'm dying. He called a doctor. In the meantime, he said, open up the window. A person dies. The window should be open and Shama should come out. Rabbi Lipton said the eulogy on the Chazanish. In Hebron Yeshiva, he said after eulogy, Chazanish was here. And then the glass broke. And the Shama can break the glass when she comes out. That's how powerful it is. So Shimon said to this guy, open the window. I'm dying. Anytime somebody went to get a doctor or something, and he said, you can close the window. I said, I figure out why I'm sick, why I'm dying. I need to show up right now. I'm not dying. This was about six, 7 years before I really passed away. The purpose, says the God Mevilna, of Torah is to sing. When you sing, you can heal yourself. Because the purpose of creation is singing. And that's what Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understood that you want me to destroy Sichon. But I didn't like the idea that you told me to, you're going to stop the sun and the moon. Because they got to sing. And I learned from you. What did you learn from me? I learned from you that you did offer the Torah to nations that will not accept it. Because you wanted to give them a chance to fulfill their obligation in this world to sing to Hashem, to sing to you. Even though you're good. You have the same task. Your job is to sing, to praise Hashem. You don't have to do the whole text. But that's your job. You get up in the morning, Modeani, before you wash your hands, you have to start singing Modeani. Not to say Modeani, you upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the opposite of the purpose of Modeani. Says Torah, Moshe, you're right. Moshe sent messengers. The messengers came back and said, no, Sichon doesn't it. And then Sichon tried to take us. And then the Gemara says, look what Hashem did. Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu, the angel that represents Sichon in Shamayim, he's tied up. What does it mean he's tied up? What do you mean tied up? And Hashem tied him up. Whatever, it's a spiritual thing, of course. But the Gemara says that's what happened. The angel of Sichon is tied up. What does it mean? It means he's not singing. What does it mean? So the Zohar says like this. You know, remember the story? Yaakov came out of Laban's house. The devil, Malach HaMavet, Satan, dressed up like a shepherd, met Yaakov Avinu, he wants to kill Yaakov Avinu. Okay, well, Yaakov is fighting with him. I tell Yaakov Levado. So Yaakov is winning. Yaakov is winning the fight. And the angel asked Yaakov, can you release me? Yaakov said, you must be kidding. I'm going to release you. You Malach HaMavet. Finished. The world is finished. The angel told Yaakov, listen, with all the respect, today is my first day that I have to sing to Hashem. Sing to Hashem, Yaakov released him. Yaakov said, okay, before I release you, give me a bracha, finished. But you release him. But you release him. If you held him down, nobody would have died anymore. Yaakov would have been Mashiach. Yaakov just cashed all the cards that he has because this guy, he said he is going to sing to Hashem. Because the world stands on singing. So it doesn't matter, this is Malach HaMavet. But he said he's singing to Hashem. Like Moshe said, I'm not going to go fight Sihon because it means the sun and the moon will not sing. No, I'm not fighting. Because the prophets are singing. And it's the same thing, Yaakov Avinu released. This was on Tisha B'Av, says the Zohar. On Tisha B'Av, Yaakov released the Satan to go sing. What did we do on Tisha B'Av? We cried. The spies came back, said, "Esther is not good for us." We started to cry. Why are you crying? Why are you crying? You're supposed to dance. But suppose, why are you crying? The day of Tisha B'Av, that Yaakov released this Satan because he has to sing to Shamayim, in Shamayim to Hashem, that night, says the Zohar, says the Gemara, you cry? Why cry? So I tell you, they can't go to Israel. Okay, so dance. You can't. So you see, you stay where you are, so what? You stay. Here, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu. He gives you man. You have a cloud. You have water. You don't have to go to a clean air. Everything is perfect. What's the problem? What's the problem? You need houses? What do you need a house for? What? Because you need to have a maid? What do you need a house for? You're in the desert. Gan Eden. Why did you cry? Why did you cry? So says that. No, that's the first tragedy. First tragedy happened to Tisha B'Av, the so-called, we betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu by crying instead of singing. And that's the Gemara says, actually, Gemara says, you know what? Hashem, you cried for nothing? Bet HaMikdash will be destroyed the same night. It's going to be a real crime. So what do you mean to, when you cry for nothing? You cry for nothing. It's no mistake to cry. Never allowed to cry. Only for Hashem to have Mashiach. Nothing else. It's come to the Torah, you always have to be happy, dance, happy, 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 because that's how you fulfill your obligation. That's how you have a visa to stay. And this is the Gemara says, it's a tragedy. Nigzal Abotenu, the queen had to go to Israel. No, but Israel, Israel is not Israel. Israel means Bet HaMikdash, Bet HaMikdash. The best Bet HaMikdash is singing. Yes, Bet HaMikdash. If you come to Bet HaMikdash, sing. Every day, Koman HaTamid, to pour the wine on the altar, the Levim singing. Mr. Levi is going to sing for us. Singing, that is the purpose of Bet HaMikdash. Nothing else. It's not Israel. Israel means Bet HaMikdash. What, you don't want to go to Israel? It means you don't want to sing. I don't want to sing. You die in the desert. Those 2.4 million that died in Egypt, they are before the idea of singing. The first time we sing is Az Yashir. Okay. Are you singing Az Yashir? Oh, fine. Do you understand the purpose of creation? It's Az Yashir. Tevi'emo, Tita'emo, Kita Shishim Kulun Yadecha. And the whole Az Yashir is Bet HaMikdash, Bet HaMikdash, Bet HaMikdash. What Bet HaMikdash? Nehal Tabuz Chan Levi Kodshecha. What Bet HaMikdash? Read the whole Az Yashir. I'm going to see Hashem in Bet HaMikdash. I'm going to Bet HaMikdash. Why? Because singing is Bet HaMikdash. Az Yashir Bet HaMikdash. 600,000 people died. It means they never got to Israel. They never got the chance to sing. They betrayed so-called the idea of singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's just say, look, the first Bet HaMikdash, second Bet HaMikdash, it's not Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash destroyed, big deal. Bet HaMikdash was destroyed means we have no place to sing. Not only that, the Gemara says, Hashem sings all the time. Hashem himself sings. Rabbi Yishayahu said, Shel Odudi. Says the Gemara, since Bet HaMikdash was destroyed, Hashem doesn't sing. Hashem cries, I don't want to be here. I want to be in my house in Bet HaMikdash. What's wrong with Hashem? You have the whole world. That place is singing place. I want to be in Bet HaMikdash. And that's how the Mishnah said, you should know the tragedy. The plowed Yerushalayim. So what's the problem with Yerushalayim? You don't even know where to put the altar. Now put the altar, there's no wine on the altar. There's no wine on the altar, there's no singing in Beit HaMikdash. There's no singing, it's not the Beit HaMikdash. You don't make the Beit HaMikdash. Melech HaMashiach, Kabbis Nimchei Tzad, Gmar Tzad, Mechal Hashiach, and they collect all of us in Mitzvah Hashem, Bezat Hashem, today. And if Nei Beit HaBchira, Yachlov, Yachiz HaRosh HaLam HaEk, Ben Beit HaMikdash, Beit HaMikdash, Beit HaMikdash, Beit HaMikdash. This is the place of singing. And that's what Moshe says to us. Let me tell you. I'm going to repeat everything. And I'm going to tell you the stories. And all the stories come to the end. What happened? We didn't sing. That's the problem. Who says it to us? Says it. That's what Moshe is going to repeat. Parashat Kitavo, before Rosh Hashanah, 98 curses. This, you know what the problem is? Tachat Asher Lo Avat Hashem Elokecha Besimcha Ubetovav. The problem in life is you didn't sing. Your problem. If you would have sang, you would be happy. You would not have done all these things. All these things that you did is because you're not happy enough. The purpose of your life, is to be happy. Nothing. Let's say Tishavam Narad Mashiach. Because Tishav, if people will do the Tanit, will have this in mind, says Rambam, it means this is Yeshua. Likewise, Moshe is supposed to be Mashiach. Moshe says, you know what, Moshe died? The Moshe says, you know what, Moshe died? Because Moshe was upset 6 times. Hashem told Moshe, you were upset. I said, why were you upset? Why were you upset? I was upset, I had a right to be. You have no right to be upset. You got to be happy all the time and sing. And let the Gemara say, the Nevi'im always had to be happy. The Rambam writes in his commentary that every Navi always walked on the street, he had in his hand either a drum or a violin. Every Navi. You cannot have Nevuah prophecy unless you're very happy. I'm very happy. No. Have a drum. You can imagine you walk on the street and you have a drum and the violin says something's wrong with the guy. Look what happened. What happened? It's the hallelujah. That's the purpose of the hallelujah. You want to be a Navi? Says Rambam, you must. Rambam, Alachai, Rambam. You must have. All the ladies came out of Egypt, they took drums. So why take drums? You don't take drums. You don't take drums. You think you're going to sing. You got to be happy, you have to have an instrument. An instrument will make you happy. And the Navi says, one time they asked Elisha something and he was upset. And he said, I cannot connect to Hashem. Get me somebody with a violin to sing over here. And then I'll be able to connect myself to Hashem. Because that's the purpose of creation. Hashem is giving me happy shur, Hashem shechadash. That's the Mizmorim we say before Kabbalah Shabbat, before Shabbat. And he said, that is the purpose of our life. To sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a tikkun. Tisha B'Av, we mourn on the things that happened on Tisha B'Av because we did not sing, or we don't have the chance to sing. And let's, on Tisha B'Av, Yaakov Avinu release the Satan to sing to Hashem. It's only an obligation for us, Tisha B'Av, to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to sing to Him with the Midrash Mei Beb Nun. Amen. So you're supposed to cry?